It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this City Desk podcast on Friday, July 13th, and we are recording it at 10:15 in the morning. We are recording on Friday the 13th. What does that mean?
Ooh, there could be some spookiness. By the way, I'm the bad guy here. Yesterday on my way here, my motor car decided it didn't want to run anymore. So I'm the bad guy for moving us to the 13th. So put the blame on me.
If you had steam powered, you would have been here.
Exactly, which brings up another two-hour discussion, but we've got other things to talk about.
And we do have a lot of things to talk about. All the jocularity aside, joining me is Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the public affairs specialist for the city. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
Okay, what I want to talk about is we had a big announcement coming out of Treasure Bay earlier this week. Treasure Bay announced that they are going to add surface parking to the west of their site on 4 acres that they recently closed on. In addition to that, that's phase one. Phase two is going to be a parking garage that'll be built on the east side of their property, and it's going to also bring us to phase three, which is going to be a 10,000 square foot addition in gaming space. They're also going to add a restaurant, and they are going to have a connection from the parking garage on the east side all the way over to the second floor casino that they have now. These are some exciting announcements for Treasure Bay because they've capitalized. They have a monopoly in West Beach down there. People will remember long ago Treasure Bay was known for its pirate ship on the and the castle, the fort on the south side, but they have come a long way since Hurricane Katrina, and now they're going to be jumping to the next level. In addition to the Treasure Bay announcement, and they went to the Development Review Committee the other day, Wednesday. The Development Review Committee is a one-stop shop of all key city departments that can weigh in on the proposal that a developer has. They look at things like drainage. They look at traffic. They look at the life safety issues for the fire department. Engineering's involved.
That streamlines the whole process, which allows any businessman or new business to quickly get their decision and move forward.
That's what it's designed to do. What they do in some cases is they will have issues with whatever, and they will let the developer know, and then he comes back and says, okay, you told me about my issues. Here's what I've done to address them. But that's what Jerry Creel, our community development director, wanted to see when he came up with the DRC years ago, was to make sure that the developers could come in one place, hear everything they needed to know. You picked up on that right away. And of course, this Treasure Bay announcement comes on the heels of us hearing the great news from Margaritaville just here recently. But these two big announcements we're hoping are not going to overshadow all of the other things that we have going on in Biloxi right now. To give you an idea, we have $47 million in commercial construction underway right now. That's not stuff that could happen or might happen. It is underway right now. And you consider that, what are we talking about when we say the $47 million in construction? Jerry Creel sent us over some information from the Community Development Department. Among the commercial projects that we've got under construction right now, the Watermark over at the Santa Maria. The Watermark Hotel is a 138-suite operation. It's an $8.8 million investment. Right next to it is the Hilton Garden Inn, which is under construction. That's a $14.5 million investment, and it's going to offer 100 rooms. All the way down to the bridge, north of the Golden Nugget, you can see the Saltgrass Restaurant continuing to take shape. That's a $3.3 million investment. On the west end of town, Edgewater Mall has its movie theater under construction. It's going to be an 8-screen digital theater, $7 million investment. There's also going to be a new trampoline park that is going to be located inside of Edgewater Mall. You look downtown, you see the conversion of the McKiston Hall former building, which is being turned into the Machado Patano Engineering Services building. There is going to be a new Waffle House. The new Waffle House is going to be located at 618 Beach Boulevard, which is over near Bellman, I believe. And what's interesting about this new Waffle House is it's going to be an elevated Waffle House. It's not going to look like any other Waffle House in the city. The other thing we're going to do is get Jerry Creel over here one day to talk about Waffle House and why they are so big on Biloxi, because I think it's a very interesting story. Now, those are some of the commercial properties that we have under construction right now. On the residential side, we have $26.8 million in residential construction going on right now. What we're looking at is 25 single-family, I messed up, 21 single-family residential subdivisions. We've got 21 subdivisions that are under construction right now. And that is a really big, big move for us right here with the 21 under construction right now. So that accounts for 132 homes that are under construction right now in Biloxi.
Single family homes.
Ooh. New homeowners is what we're looking to create. And I got to be honest, the majority of them are north of the bay. And they're north of the bay because they don't face all of the issues of the cost of insurance, cost of elevation, cost of construction. But they are in the city limits of Biloxi. And so those are some of the big things that we're going to be focusing on in our new B News that we're working on right now. There's another person here today, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, who has been looking at the short-term things that we have going on, and they also involve construction.
Oh, well, we have the fire station number 7. That's going to be off Pops Ferry Road. That one, we've kind of talked about it before, and it's been brought up in council. But the groundbreaking, so the project is going to start. The groundbreaking will be Friday, July the 20th at 10 a.m. Now, like I said, it's off Pops Ferry Road, but the address is 1672 Pops Ferry Road.
This is at the communication center that's out there now. There's a sign out there, and the public's invited to come out and be a part of this.
Yeah, they definitely are. Like you said, you said it's at the communication center next, mm-hmm, kind of next mm-hmm. to the police garage, and they've been living out of the firefighters that are working there have been living out of a trailer since Hurricane Katrina.
And what's great about this fire station is it's going to be a significant presence there at Cedar Lake and Pops Ferry Road. It is going to be a battalion-sized station, which means that it's going to be larger than your typical station. The battalion chief who oversees north of the bay will be located at that station. We will also have 3 firefighting vehicles there, and it's going to have a larger contingent of firefighters than you see in a normal station, and there will be space to house more firefighters in case of an emergency such as a hurricane. So that is one of the things that's going on. But the other thing that you've been talking about a lot with the police department, Cecilia, is this little thing called Blues Over Biloxi, where the U.S. Navy Blue Angels are coming to Biloxi. And like most major events, we have a traffic plan.
We do, yeah. The Blues Over Biloxi Air Show is next weekend, not this weekend, but it's next weekend, July the 21st and the 22nd. But right now the police department wants everybody to know, and we want everybody to know about the traffic plan just so they can be aware. They come in on Saturday and Sunday, so the traffic plan starts July the 21st. Around 7 a.m., police officers will be stationed on Highway 90 between, or U.S. 90, between Porter Avenue and Myrtle Street, which is just right off of the Biloxi Bay Bridge. And what they're going to do is the two southernmost eastbound lane, I mean, sorry, yeah, eastbound lanes will be for emergency vehicles only. The two northernmost eastbound lanes will be open to traffic. Then all westbound lanes will be open to traffic as usual. Now, the traffic plan where they have the emergency lanes will be from Oak Street to Myrtle Street or the end of the bridge. And in this area, all traffic lights or traffic signals will be flashing. Police officers will be at every intersection. Now, pedestrians will be able to cross at all of these intersections from north of Highway 90 to south of Highway 90 to get to the area. The main, I guess, the center of the show is at Harris Great Lawn.
It's not the center of the show. It's front front row.
That's right. True. It is. Parking will be available at Harris, and then parking will be available just throughout in public parking spaces.
What we're telling people, because people ask about parking and is this going to be some major issue? What we're telling people is think of Mardi Gras. Mm. You know, when you come down for Mardi Gras, and what we're asking you to do is remember you can't park in the center median of Highway 90. You can't block a sidewalk. If you park on one of the side streets, make sure that your car leaves enough room for emergency vehicles to get through, such as a fire truck. They require a wide berth on these fire trucks. And respect people's private property. We really think that we're going to see some entrepreneurs come forward and possibly do some parking like we've seen in other events, but the city has some parking set aside.
Over by the Orr
O'Keeffe Museum of Art. There's a big lot there, which was my understanding the city was going to be having some parking there. The bottom line is there's going to be signage. Make sure that you park legally. Make sure you respect people's private property. And you may have to park a few blocks away.
Yeah, so just plan your day. Come early so that you can find that parking place or get the prime one if you come early enough. Walk casually down to the event and have a wonderful day because this is something very special to see.
Yeah, it's unknown how many people we're going to have here. Could be 50,000, could be 150,000. These are the Blue Angels, and they will be doing a show the weekend before in Pensacola. Which is this weekend, yes. And so some of our police and firefighters are going to be going over there to see the air show and to see how the crowds are handled and see if they can pick up any last-minute ideas. But there's been a lot of interest from boaters on how they can watch this show, which is going to be over the water.
That's correct. Now, actually, the show is going to be the 21st and 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, but the Blue Angels will be in the area training on the Thursday and Friday before. With that said, for the boaters, the Deer Island, there will be a parameter around the water in Deer Island for the Blue Angels to practice. That will actually start Thursday the 19th. From 11:30 to 5 p.m., no boaters are allowed in the area and nobody is allowed on the island during that area, no campers or anything. And there will be officers out there enforcing that.
You're going to have the Coast Guard, you're going to have the Department of Marine Resources and Biloxi Police.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Friday from 12:30 to 5, the area that I just mentioned will be off limits. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday from 12:30 to 5. The area off limits. Now, for boaters, where they can park and station their boats outside of this parameter, and it will be marked. There will be signs out there. I believe there's going to be like a boat positioned at each corner, so they will enforce that. But it basically south of Deer Island is where boaters will be able to park.
Yeah, on the outside of the island is where you can go. Now, the entire map showing what they call the show box, where you cannot be, that is on the Facebook page for Blues Over Biloxi Air Show. It's also on the City of Biloxi Facebook page. There's been a lot of interest in that. And we see this traditionally whenever the air show's done out at Keesler, a lot of people on Back Bay. And this is what Mayor Gilich wanted, was to have an air show over the water, over the beach, where people could see it.
The air show gates were open at 9 a.m. at Harris Great Lawn. There's going to be food trucks that are going to be there. They're going to have a few vendor booths that will be there on Harris Great Lawn. And then the air show, the performances actually start at 1 and go through 4 p.m. both days.
And it's going to be the Blue Angels, and then there are going to be a number of other aerial acts that will be part of the show as well. Remember to bring your lawn chair, remember to bring your blanket, remember to bring your sunscreen, remember to do all of these things that, you know, you're going to be out in that sun for a number of hours.
Yes, like you said, out in that sun, make sure you bring water to hydrate yourself. And one thing I didn't mention is I said the gates open at 9 each day, but it's free.
Yeah, there's no admission fee. Now, keep in mind, you're not going to be able to bring an ice chest. You probably can't even bring water onto the Harris property. Harris has spent a whole bunch of money bringing this show to Biloxi and the Gulf Coast, and we want to thank them for their commitment. But by the same token, we want people to go down there and check out the array of gourmet food trucks. There's going to be an army of food trucks to watch the Navy air show. We just think that's perfect.
Have you ever watched on the Food Channel, you know these trucks. Mm-hmm. These are not just coaches that go around, you know, with a cheese sandwich. There are such things as gourmet food trucks, and that's going to be a treat and a tremendous boost to everybody that's there.
The people from Schultz Air Shows, they specifically went out of their way to make sure that it was just not your typical fair. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank them for the work that they've done on this, because it's been an arduous undertaking that we've jumped into this thing. Typically, the air shows are out of Keesler. Yeah. Keesler wasn't doing one this year, and this opportunity came up, and Mayor Gillich said, hey, let's give it a shot and see what happens. Now, the other thing, Cecilia said, do we have a lot of things going on this weekend?
Well, there's always something going on. You can just go to our website and get some information. I will say the Biloxi Shuckers are currently out of town playing the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, mm-hmm. but they will return on Wednesday, July the 18th. And were they playing the Tennessee Generals, I believe?
They are. And it's Jackson Generals, I think it is. Jackson, Tennessee. She sounds like an expert on baseball, yeah. doesn't she?
Remember that first interview we had over there?
She was just like Marcel Marceau. She didn't say a word. She did not say a word. Now, we've talked about a lot of things. Let me close up with infrastructure. Infrastructure work is continuing, of course, in East Biloxi. But one of the big traffic frustrations people had is that at Irish Hill was closed, and you had a detour off onto Father Ryan. Hemp Hill Construction was adding a 16-inch water line that ran on the north side of Irish Hill all the way down the CSX right-of-way. In some cases, they had a detour traffic onto Irish Hill. Then when you get up to Howard Avenue, Howard Avenue's closed, because they ran into an issue there. So then you go down the Highway 90 and you get over by MGM Park, and there's a pedestrian overpass being built there, which forced the closure of two lanes. We apologize to everyone for these inconveniences. The good news is all of the work has been completed on Irish Hill. All lanes of Irish Hill are open for that east-west corridor. On Highway 90, the work down at MGM Park for the pedestrian overpass, that's going to be continuing to December. There's no way around that. On Howard Avenue, that is the deepest part of the Hemp Hill job. Hemp Hill's doing all the work south of the railway. 25 feet deep they need to go there to add a sewer line in, which is going to tie into Oscarinda right north of the tracks. They ran into a bank of phone lines and conduit down there, which is on no plans anywhere. So they had a stop work right there at Howard Avenue until they talked to AT&T. How important are the phone lines? They feed Keesler Air Force Base. They feed a large part of Biloxi. Hemp Hill would have become well known had they tapped into those phone lines,
yes.
and everybody lost phone service. Yeah. So they have worked around that with AT&T. The Howard Avenue closure, they're telling me, is going to last, it could be one more month before Howard Avenue is open. Meanwhile, they're continuing to make progress on the adding of the water lines and the sewer lines. They have yet to start work on storm drains. What they are doing is they're coming right behind themselves with the concrete work. They were adding new sidewalks in front of the White House Hotel mm-hmm. just this past week. They were doing that because they finished the work on the 16-inch water line. On the downside, they are still waiting on word from the Mississippi Department of Archives and History on how they can proceed south of the cemetery. That is going to become an issue before too much longer, because what they had to do was take those work crews and put them elsewhere to keep the project moving. But at some point, they need to get back in there and finish that 16-inch water line so they can begin tying it into the neighborhoods that are between Highway 90 and Irish Hill. That's the latest on infrastructure there. We got next week we're putting up a new video from Oscarinda where you can see the work, and Hemp Hill has agreed to start doing videos for us. Well, we're going to do the videos with Hemp Hill so you can see this progress. I think that's everything, Cecilia.
Wow.
Well, everything we can talk about that we know of.
Well, next week our podcast was going to take place on Wednesday, July the 18th, because that is when Breakfast with the Mayor event is going to be held at the Hard Rock, so we'll be coming from that.
And anybody can come down to the Breakfast with the Mayor. 8 o'clock in the morning at the Hard Rock, just walk in the front door and tell them you're there for Breakfast with the Honorable Fofo Gillich, and they'll steer you right to him. Everything we've talked about is on our website at biloxi.ms.us. Be sure to sign up for Be Alert Traffic Advisories. We've got the air show coming in. Go on your cell phone right now and text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 888-777. Anything else? Is that it?
That's it. You took my closing line. As always, everything's online at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Thank you for listening. This is William Sackett speaking.